If you use AI to write your content, your posts, your emails, your captions, stop. I know that sounds insane in 2026, but here's the truth. It's costing you clients, and most online entrepreneurs don't even know it's happening. My name's Jason Moss. I'm a multi-six-figure business coach. And in this video, I'm going to share with you exactly where you should be using AI to scale. It's probably not what you think. So if you go on social media lately, you've probably noticed something. There's this great homogenization of content happening across the board, every single platform. Everyone's starting to sound the same. You can tell in the M dashes that have just been like everywhere, right? Every single post has a freaking M dash in it now. Everyone's saying the word quietly. Who uses the word quietly when they actually talk? And everyone's content is starting to sound the same because everyone's using ChatGPT and Claude and these incredible new tools to create. And on the surface, it feels easier. When you're writing a post, you just got to get something out. It feels easy to go into ChatGPT and say, okay, just pump this out for me. Look, I'm not anti-AI. I'm actually very pro-AI. AI has helped me radically shift and change my business. And I'll be sharing some of the ways in a couple minutes that it's actually done that. But here's the issue. The core issue that I have is in a world where intelligence is becoming commoditized, which is exactly what's happening right now with AI, right? A couple of years ago, intelligence used to be the thing that made you stand out. You having industry knowledge and expertise that people would pay for, that was the thing that people were buying. But in today's world, where AI is basically making it so anyone has access to world-class intelligence at scale, what is the thing that stands out? It's not the fact that you know a bunch of stuff. It's you. It's your humanity, your essence, your personality, who you really are. And so the problem with this commoditization of content across the board is that great entrepreneurs are using AI on the front end of their business to create content, not realizing that they're killing the exact thing that is their only competitive moat in the new world that we're stepping into. Your personality, your storytelling, your humanity, your essence, your personal brand, that is the differentiator in today's world. So when you use AI to create content, and when you use AI to build your personal brand in the front-end facing aspects of your business, what you're essentially doing is taking away the actual thing that makes people buy. Your story, your face, your personality, your brand. And everyone's so excited about this because they can 100x their content volume today. Everyone's looking at AI as the answer, like it's going to radically increase the volume of content they're able to create. And I think there are ways to structure this and ways to do this in a way that retains that humanity and essence. But ultimately, the humanity and essence, the thing that actually makes people buy, needs to remain the forefront. And when your front end looks like everyone else's, when you look and talk and sound the same, when you're using ChatGPT to create all your content, so everything's got M dashes and you use the word quietly like everyone else, you just start to sound like everyone else. And you blend into the sea of homogenized social media content noise. And this is the number one biggest thing that's happening right now that's costing great entrepreneurs clients. So what do we do about this? Like, what is the actual answer for you as an online business owner? And how do you leverage AI to grow your business in a way that's not going to compromise the thing that actually makes you you? That's what I want to talk about next. And the best way I can think about this is, imagine the reverse mullet, okay? So here's an image you can see on the screen. Apparently this was like a thing in the 1980s. People used to basically make themselves look like this, where you'd have like longer hair on the front and then it'd be short on the back. I'll be honest, I'm a little jealous looking at this because these people got a lot of hair options. I don't have many options for me. I got like the bald look. So maybe I'm vicariously living through these 1980s Chelsea's women. But here's the honest truth. The reverse mullet is a great analogy for how to think about how to grow and scale today. And the reverse mullet, what is it? It's party in front and business in the back. The back end of your business is all the invisible stuff that people don't necessarily see, but it's like the magic that happens that makes your business work. So most people are using AI on the front end of their business where they should really be using it in the back end. And I think the back end is the real opportunity for entrepreneurs. We'll talk about what that looks like in a minute. But what I see in the future in terms of AI-assisted growth is we retain the human essence of what makes your business feel human and allows people to connect with you, because that's the thing ultimately that's going to make people buy. It's you. It's your personality, your presence, your essence, your personal brand. That's the front end. We don't automate that with AI. We might use AI to support you in the process of actually creating those assets. But at the end of the day, the thing that remains human is the front end of your business, which means we can't AI-ify that to the same degree that we can the back end of the business. The back end, everything that is involved in supporting you in that process, operations, delivery, the marketing systems that actually allow you to create at scale. These are things where we can start integrating a lot more of AI-driven workflows. And so your business becomes this hybrid of human front end and AI backend. These are the businesses that I believe that will truly thrive in the future, bringing these two worlds together. And this is really how it works. So let's talk about what this actually looks like in your business today. What am I seeing in terms of what to AI-ify in business? There's a lot. So if we look at the back end of your business, what we're doing in our business right now is we've completely replaced over the past few months a lot of our ops workflows that historically we actually needed a virtual assistant to be able to do these things. So a great example, I've just built this week. We have a mastermind called The Collective that we run every month. And as a part of that mastermind, there's a live call that we do every single week where people get personalized coaching and mentorship directly from me. You know, generally in the past, I had a virtual assistant who would download those calls. They trim the beginning so there was no dead air before the call started. They'd upload them to our server where we actually host the calls, our learning platform, and then they'd announce them to our clients. Great example of something that I've paid someone to do every single week, typically for years in our business. And the other day, I just created an AI agent in about 15 minutes that basically automated that entire process. So every week those calls automatically get uploaded. So that's a great example of operations type workflows. This stuff can all be automated today with AI. We are at a place with agents where you can build these tools relatively easily that basically completely replace a lot of what previously you might have needed a virtual assistant for. AI-assisted strategy plan creation. This is something else that we've been doing. Again, I think the core idea here is how can you use AI to support you in the intellectual labor that is required to actually run your business? So another thing that we do with our collective mastermind clients is every single one of them gets a personalized business strategy plan that's created directly by me. It's like a 15-page document that basically gives them a whole overview of every aspect of their business, what's working, what isn't, specific things to shift. And in the past, I would create these documents by hand, and then I started using them with AI. And then finally, I was like, okay, how can we bring these two worlds together? I still want to make this personal, but I also want to leverage AI to be able to support me in this, because otherwise it takes a lot of time to actually create these. So I've created a process that basically brings those two worlds together and gives me the ability to give personalized feedback on someone's business and to create a 15-page detailed document in about 30 to 45 minutes. So this is an example of what it might look like to bring these two worlds together, to bring the best of personalized human connection. I'm still doing coaching. I'm still very, very much like I show up in the front end of my business. This is not like an AI avatar of me recording this video. This is actually me. I still, you know, do sales calls with people. I'm still very involved in the delivery and the support of our clients, but we're doing a lot more kind of coaching and deeper internal type work on those calls. And then more and more bringing an AI to support me in the intellectual delivery of what it is that I do. In terms of content itself, I think this is where a lot of people get this wrong. A lot of people use AI like, I'm just going to have AI write my content for me. Or if you write a post and you want it edited, you just plug it into AI and then it spits something back that on the surface actually sounds better, like it's more polished and professional, but it actually completely removes your voice. I would not replace you in the writer's seat. And so what I do in our content creation process is I use AI to help me with ideas and to refine, let's say, like for this video, I had an outline that I put together and I use the AI to help me refine that outline. And actually the AI helped me write a introduction for this video. So I'm using it in small little pieces, but I'm still retaining the essence of like the humanness. And I think that's the key, because the moment you step into the terrain where AI starts to replace you on the front end or write for you on the front end, that's the moment when the human thing that actually makes people feel connected to you goes away. So what should we be doing? I think the exact opposite. So what do we amplify? Well, what it's really about is bringing more of you into your business. I've been teaching people how to build and scale personal brands for years. My basic MO has always been that the most powerful thing that you have in business is you. And the more that we can dial up what makes you unique, your unique values, your unique personal perspective, storytelling, bringing more of you into your business, the things that don't scale, the things that you're afraid to talk about that other people are going to be turned off, or you think other people are going to be turned off by, those are the things that are going to become more rare and more valuable. In a world where everyone is creating AI slop content, a real story actually stands out. An imperfect post that has spelling and grammar errors and feels a little bit messy, but it feels like it's rough around the edges in a beautiful human way. The ability for someone to feel you. To feel you. So this is where, you know, like in my business, we're doing a lot more live events. We've been dialing up things like live challenges. I'm doubling down on YouTube organic content and starting to create many more videos like this. Because my bet in our business and you know how I'm advising our clients as well is as we move more and more into this future where AI becomes the thing, then what's the thing that actually becomes rare and scarce? It's humanness. So how can you bring more of you into your business? I think that's the question I would ask you. And going back to the, you know, the AI mullet analogy here, can I create a business that feels deeply human on the front end and use the best of these tools to be able to support me in creating the magic that allows this business to run on the back end? So the AI isn't necessarily something that people experience firsthand in your business, but it's something that allows you to run your business in a easier, freer, more effortless way to create new opportunities that would never be available to you had you not tapped in to those tools. Now, if you want to dive deeper with this, I put together an awesome free resource to help you integrate this on a deeper level and to really integrate the strategies, the philosophies, the approach that I've seen to be most effective when it comes to growing a business in 2026 and beyond. That's available for free. Just go to jasonmoss.com/go, or you can tap the link down below. That's Jason, J-A-S-O-N, Moss, MOSS.com/go. I hope you found this video helpful. And we've got so much more to come too on this channel. Subscribe down below if you want more and go check out that free resource at jasonmoss.com/go. And I'll see you in the next video.